Sorry, you just startled me a little bit. No, it's fine, it's fine, it's fine. I'm used to you knocking first, you know? You know how jumpy I get. No, it's fine, it's fine. I understand. Are you just in a little bit of a hurry today? Yeah, I know you've mentioned the troubles with funding and coworkers, but is it, am I still gonna be able to stay here? Well, and I do really appreciate all that you've done. It's just, it's kind of scary not knowing what's gonna happen. No, you're right, you're right. Always right. Just gotta be strong for now until you can figure out a cure. Before we get started, do you know where my clothes went? I know I didn't bring too much with me and you've given me some other stuff, but you took it to be washed a while ago and I still haven't gotten it back. Oh. Well, I would certainly be disturbed if I walked in on my coworker doing that too. But yeah, I suppose I wouldn't really want to wear them after. Ugh. Why? It's like, I get that I have this weird condition and all that makes everyone that, but is it really that potent that it's on my fucking clothes too? Like, even when it's all the way over me, they're just like, well, let me get in there. I'm sorry, Doc. I'm trying really hard to stay hopeful. It's just, tell me the truth. Be honest with me. Be 100% honest with me. Is there anyone still doing research besides you? No, it's fine, it's fine, it's fine, it's fine, it's fine. It's because you're doing your best, right? And I'm here. And I'm safe. It's just you and me, and I'm sorry, Doc. Sorry. I know you're doing everything you can. I'm just, well, you already know how fucking scared I am. You know it, and you know it, and you know what? I've been saying it since the first fucking day we got quarantined here. I've told you a little bit about what happened, right? Can I, as we're going through things, can I just talk about it a little bit? If it's not too distracting. Okay, here, let me roll my sleeve up so you can get my blood pressure. I think we're already pretty familiar with my baseline, a bit high, but thank you. It wasn't always this strong. I was just like everybody else, you know? I mean, it's a condition after all. They're not always pre-existing. There's just this one day I went out and I felt like people looked at me differently, like they were looking through me. The worst thing is I actually had a therapy appointment that day. And he wasn't looking me in the eyes. I just the longer I was in that room, the more out of focus they got. You know, I thought it was a little weird that he sat on the couch next to me rather than, you know, on the chair like he normally did, but he just, his hand kept getting closer, and, you know, I was telling him about my day and all the things that happened, but he just stayed quiet. Okay, I think we can take the cuff off. It's been a while. Thank you. So I left and I was just like, ah, that was weird. What a weird day. And then I got an Uber home. Honestly, Doc, I think they were looking at me more than the road. And I mean, I don't like being in cars with strangers anyway, but it felt weird. But I did get home safe. I did get home. Nothing happened. Nothing happened. But it didn't stop. I got catcalled on the way to work. Not exactly the kind of attention I'm used to getting. You know, I think I look nice, but not exactly anything. You know. And then, when I was at work, a guy tried to give me his number. And he kept trying. You know how much I don't like confrontation, but I said no, I set boundaries. I said, I'm at work. No, thank you, that's very sweet, but I'm at work right now. I can't take this. And everyone was just watching. I really didn't want to kiss him. He didn't ask. And it just kept going. I'm like, what was I supposed to do? Numbers and people following me, and then how am I supposed to function? How was I supposed to go to work? How was I supposed to do anything? I tried wearing baggier clothes. I worked in the back. I stayed away from people. Eventually I quit my fucking job and I just hold myself up. But getting groceries delivered is really expensive. And I just really wanted to go for a walk. Is the weather outside nice right now? Yeah, you'd said it had been sunny lately. It was really nice that day too. You know, I think that was the day I really understood how much had changed. That I couldn't live in society anymore. I walked past a parked car. You know. Not on the passenger side, but on the driver's side, and I didn't see them. I don't know if I even met this person before. You seem distracted today. Is everything all right? Stress. Yeah, I understand. Did you need anything else? Get anything from the blood work? Anything out of the normal? I can't imagine doing everything in that hazmat suit, is easy. But I do really appreciate it. I'm sorry that you have to. No, I'm really grateful for everything you've done, but I am sorry. Thank you. Well, what else I do? See my friends again. Am I gonna be safe? I don't want this to keep happening to me. I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I'm sorry. Just... Doc, I can't keep waiting. Do you have anything? I know you've had some research on the pheromones and it was really good forward thinking for you to never breathe it in. But I can't live in a box forever. But no, I'm sorry. I try not to scratch, I promise, but their hands sometimes. I genuinely don't think there's anywhere they hadn't. Yeah, the day the cops got called. The train. Oh god. I thought I was gonna pass out. You heard about what happened, yeah. The frenzy. You promise that the bites didn't scar? The one on the back, the one that was really red? I can't see it well. Just need a little more time, yeah? Okay. It's probably nothing, but you've gotten kind of quiet. I can't see well through the visor, but are you okay? Did just don't? Talk? So you did find something. Mask isn't the mask wasn't what do you mean the mask wasn't good enough? What doc, what does that mean? Doc. Don't you fucking dare come any closer to me, I swear.
Doc, you took every precaution, right? You said it'd be safe here. You said it would be fine. So what the fuck do you mean the mask wasn't good enough? Don't you fucking dare. Doc. You're being really, really weird right now, and I don't like it. I think you need to leave. Clearly, you're just out of your head a little bit. You need just leave, get some fresh air, get the fuck out. Just stay away from me, okay? Don't. Doc, you know I can't fight you off. I'm just in a fucking room. You're not gonna. Dog. Please stop getting close. Dog. Don't take it off. It's not safe. Don't take it off. That's the only thing between you and. But you said it wasn't. Oh god. Oh god, oh god, oh god, oh god, oh god, oh god. Don't. Bastard. Fuck you. Fuck you. Don't hold me. I don't want a hug. I don't want it. 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 What do you feel right now, huh? Are so wide. Can you even hear me right now? Doc. Am I even a person to you anymore? Don't. Get your fucking tongue out of my feels like. You're sick. I'm sick. It's not sick. Please look at me. Please. I don't want it.
It's not gonna get wet. It's not gonna. I don't want this. I don't want this. Dog, please. It doesn't matter what you do, it's not gonna feel good. It's gonna hurt. It's gonna hurt. It's gonna hurt. It's not. It's dry. It's gonna hurt. 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 Please stop. Please. It's too. It's gonna do that. I hate you. It's never gonna end, is it? There's no way left. What are you gonna do with me, Doc?